Today, I go back to the positive event. We had Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson came, took the Rebbe's teachings, brought them out into Tfilos. Skip forward quite a few generations, and today I'm honored to be able to introduce Rav Moshe Weinberger. Rav Moshe Weinberger is also one of those special souls. You'll please forgive me for the eulogy, but he's one of these special souls who took Hasidus out of the closet and he brought it to the common person, to the average person, right? So we can have Hasidus today. He took it out. When he took out Hasidus, it was not just the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Nachman, the other Hasidish Sfarim, but he also took Hashem out of the closet. By introducing everybody to what Hasidus is all about, he's actually introduced God to everybody on the planet. So I take great pride to be able to introduce Rav Moshe Weinberger, to be able to help us share with the koyach of Reb Nosson of what it means turning tefillah, turning Torah into tefillah. And Rav Moshe is also what we would call a leader of the BLM movement. As my son says, Breslov Lives Matter. Rav Moshe.
First of all, it's the biggest covet for myself personally. As an old and dear friend of Reb Chaim, and for us as a kehila, as a chevra here in Ish Kodesh, to be able to be the host tonight of this monumental launching of the new project of the Likutei Tefillos. Around 3-4 years ago, my wife and I had the schus to be in Yerushalayim for a few months. And it was a chilly winter night. The weather was a little bit like today. It was right after we broke the fast of Asar B'Tavis. It was at Nosson's yard site. And at that time, there was a song that was written, was composed by a wonderful one of our chevra, Shlomo Geisen. Dov Ber Yumamish changed my life. And it was just starting to go around. Dov Ber Yumamish changed my life. It was just starting to go around. And I had such a cheshek to sing a little bit of that, even though I can't carry a tune. But I didn't even know the exact words, so I just started to sing Reb Nosson, Yumamish saved my life. I didn't say Yumamish changed my life, and then the whole chevra there was, the shul, the breast of the shul, Shari Chesed, right? It's one of those miraculous places in the world that, like the Beis HaMikdash, that it's not possible that so many people can fit into such a small place. And so many hearts and souls can explode in such a tiny little place on Hashem's earth. And the whole oilam began to sing the wrong words. Reb Nosson, Yumamish saved my life. I only found out afterwards that the words of the song really changed my life. But the truth of the matter is, Reb Nosson, Yumamish saved my life. By changing my life, your mama saved my life and our lives. You saved our lives. From all of the words of wonder, that great Tzaddik Reb Nosson used to describe his Rabbi, Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, he said three simple words that to me are the most meaningful. He described Rabbi Nachman as Ish Chai Be'emes. A man who is truly alive. Ish chai be'emes. Now that person who is truly alive, Ish chai be'emes, he once spoke about himself in an unusual way. Of course, those who don't learn Likutei Maran, people who haven't yet started learning, often misinterpret so much the couple of words they pick up, they hear on the street. Rabbi Nachman said, Chiddush kamayni adayin lehoi ba'olam. A chiddush kamayni, a chiddush, something new, like myself, hasn't yet come to the world. A chiddush kamayni adayin lehoi ba'olam. So what is the meaning? What did Rabbi Nosson mean to try to understand on our level? What did he mean when he said that Rabbi Nachman was Ish Chai Be'emes? He was a man who was truly alive. We're all, Baruch Hashem, alive. We should be well, and everybody should be well. But something else. What did he mean when he said that Rabbi Nachman, the greatest thing that I could say about the Rebbe, Ish Chai Be'emes? He was a man who was truly alive. And what did Rabbi Nachman mean? Again, only our attempt to understand. We can't fathom the depths of his words. But what did Rabbi Nachman mean when he said, Chiddush kamayni adayin lehoi ba'olam? There was never a chiddush like me in the world. So Reb Chaim mentioned there are many Torahs, many places in Likutei Maran. Rabbi Nachman speaks about his Baidibus, but the main headquarters is in Tinyan HaFei. It's the main headquarters of his Baidibus. And there Rabbi Nachman revealed one of his greatest chidushim, the chidush that we're here to talk about tonight. Gam toiv la'asois mehatayr etfila, that it is good to take the Torah that we learn, as Reb Chaim was explaining, and to make it into tefila, to davening. Dahinu, gishaloi medoshemea ezamayim etayr mitzadiga emes, that when you learn in a sefer or you're zoich to hear a Torah teaching from a tzadik be'emes, as a yasim is a tefila, to make that into a tefila, into davening. Dainu levakesh lezchanein lefanu yisbarach, to beg, to ask and to beg from Hashem. Al kol ma shenema sham ba'isa hamayma, to be able to live in that way that is taught in the Maimer, in that teaching of the Tzaddik. Masa yisge gamhu lova lekolza, Rabbeinu Shalom, when will I be zoicha? Not only to study this, but to live this. And in that tefillah, of course, to admit how far I am from what's being taught in this Torah. Rabbi Nachman says over there in Chafei, V'inyin sichazu, oyle lamakam gavaya ma'oy. This type of talk with Hashem, from all of the ways that we speak to Hashem, it ascends to a very, very exalted and high place. And this is the yesod, this is the project that Rabbi Nosson undertook, Likutei Tefillot, which he writes in Hakdama. Lahafach is a terrorist, Latvilas. To take the terrorists from the tzaddik ha'emes and to make them into tefillas. Rabbi Nosson himself davened for this. In Likutei Tefillot, Chelik Beis, Chav Beis, V'siftach es einei sichli. Rabbi Nosson begs Hashem. V'tiftach es einei sichli v'dayiti v'derech emes v'atmimes ha'amiti. and open my mind in a way that is true and that is simple and pure, that I should be zeichet to know this true way. How to take these tires, the Rabbi Nachman Torahs, and to make them into beautiful and true tefillos. Kitzoncha v'chitzon yirecha tzadikim amitim Hashem, as you want, and as the true tzadikim want. Ashagilu elo chidusha Torah ba'olam, who revealed great chidushim of Torah in the world. Boifin she'alu shashum gedoyim lefnech, this should bring to you the greatest delight. Ad she'to'er rachamecha be'emez b'shleimus, until it awakens your compassion, your love, in a true and complete way. And may these tefillahs bring me back to you in truth. Help me to truly understand what the tzaddikim meant, what they're trying to give over to us in these teachings, in this forum. So that I should be zeichet to live a life of truth according to all of these Torahs that are revealed in these teachings. So listen, chevra, this chiddush of Rabbi Nachman, of Tinyana Chafhei, of Likutei Tefillos, chiddush k'mayze adayin lohoy ba'olam. This chiddush adayin lohoy ba'olam, until that time, was not in the world. Maybe there were people on their own, tzaddikim, who intuited it. But chiddush k'mayze adayin lohoy ba'olam. This was a mahapecha. This was a revolution within the revolution of the light of the 7 days of creation of the Holy Baal Shem Tov. Chiddush k'mayze adayin lohoy ba'olam. This is the soid of the Yichud of Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Everybody here knows that the inyan of Rachel Imenu of Mashiach ben Yosef is Torah. The beauty of Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebechsav, is Mashiach ben Yosef. Yifas Torah, Yifas Mara, Rachel Imenu. And the light of Lei Imenu, which is davening Yehuda, David Malka, Mashiach, Pam Oides Hashem, Mashiach ben David, the Klei Zayin of Mashiach, the weapon of Mashiach Tzakenu, is davening. Mashiach ben Yosef is Torah. What is this Mahapecha? What is this Chiddush? Because if we understand a little bit about what this Chiddush that we're talking about tonight, of Likutei Tefillos is, then we can understand something of what Rabbeinu meant when he said the words chiddush kamayni, a chiddush like myself, a dying lahoy ba'olam. What is this chiddush? Very, very simply put, it's what we were talking about here on Shul on Shabbos afternoon, what I've been talking about over the past few months in an open way and for the past 29 years in a more discreet way. Well, Likutei Tefillos means, and this chiddush of Rabbi Nachman, that Rabbi Nosson revealed to us through Likutei Tefillos in a practical way, it's telling us that it's not enough to understand Torah. It's not enough to be brilliant, to be able to be a lamdin, to be able to be a goyin, even after the goyinim. It's not enough. And it's not even enough to observe the Torah, to be mekayim all the mitzvos of the Torah. It's not enough. Rabbi Nachman wanted us lichyos chayim be'emes. He wanted us to take achrayis for the Torah that we learn. Because everybody here knows that you can learn the most beautiful Torahs in the world, just like we're going to have beautiful talks tonight, and you're going to hear all kinds of wonderful things, and you can leave the Beis HaMedrash, and the second you leave the Beis HaMedrash, it was an entertaining evening. Lahavdil, like you can go to a show, you can go to a Broadway play. And it's another nice thing that you heard. It's another nice word that you saw. You can open up a Kedushas Levi in Armel Melech. You can open up Lukutei Lochis. You can open up a Nefesh HaChaim, whatever the Sefer is. A Gemara, a Rashi, a Tosfos, and you leave, and you walk away. Nothing changed in your life. Nothing happened. So Rabbi Nachman came and said, I want you to change the Torahs and make them into tefillahs. Which means, I want the Torah that you're learning to awaken within you a deep longing for that truth. A hishtagikus, kisufim and gaguim, to live a life that is true. And that truth is in the Torah that Hashem brought to you, this moment of your life, that you were zeichet to learn this Torah. When you daven for something, it's because you believe in it. When you daven for something, you take responsibility, you take achrayas. When you just learn something and it's another sichlius that passes through your head. It's the same way, you know, you can cram for a final. Now there's finals going on everywhere. It's finals time. You could cram for a final. And you could stay up the whole night, and you have the next day, you have a physics final, you have an organic chemistry final, you have a history final, and you could cram, and you could study everything, and you can go to the final, you get an A+ in the final. It's meant gurnished. It meant nothing to you. The next day, it's gone. And even if you have a good memory, it's no longer alive. It was never really alive. It was just some information. Rabbi Nachman came along and said, in order for you to take achrayis for the Torah that you're learning, to take responsibility for your lives, the Baruch Shalom has enough geniuses in the world. He doesn't need people who are cold geniuses. He doesn't need people who know how to study and cram Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, Ramban, and even Lukutei Moran and Kedushas Levi. He doesn't need just people who study and cram and memorize and walk away from a sefer and close it and remain lifeless and dead Jews. Rabbi Nachman was an ish chai be'emes. He was truly alive man. A man who was truly alive. And to be truly alive means that when you learn a Torah, whether it's a Gemara or it's from the Sefer HaGadosh, when you open up and you learn a Torah, it means that at that moment, the Tana is speaking to you. And the only way you could take responsibility for that truth that Abaye and Rava are telling you, that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are telling you, the only way you could take responsibility and take ownership is by believing in the truth of that Torah. And when you believe in the truth of that Torah, the same way you believe in your kid, and when your kid's not feeling well, you cry your heart out and you daven for him. Because you take achrayas for the life of your child, and for your wife, and for your parents, and for every Jew in the world. We're crying for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. Last week, 2 weeks ago, we're crying because we feel an achrayas for them. We believe in them. They're alive to us. They're not concepts. Torah is not a concept. It's our lives. And therefore, nobody else, there's no other tzaddik that wanted to have tefillahs from his Torahs. Where else do we find Lukutei Eitzes? What does it mean, Lukutei Eitzes? Advice. Because Rabbi Nachman is Ish Chai Be'emes, and Chiddush Kamayu Lahoya Ba'olam, Adai in Lahoya Ba'olam, where the Torah is something which is a Halebedika Torah. And an Eitzah means, you can do this, and I'm going to show you how you can do this. Or else you can be a chamer nice svarim. You know what that means? Like a donkey walks around carrying on his back 1,000 svarim. You could also walk around with a computer and you could quote anything and you could Google and you could write all kinds. You could have your own website and all kinds of fancy Torahs, and it doesn't change ki hu zeh in your life. And I got news for you. And no one else's lives either. They're just going to look you up on their computer the way you looked somebody else on your computer. But an Ish Chai Be'emes, one who is truly alive, takes the Torah and makes it into a tefillah. And you cry your heart out because you believe in the truth of this Torah. And when you believe in the truth of it, like you believe in the truth of your wife, of your kid, your parents, of that Jew that's in a foxhole someplace in Eretz Yisrael, wherever it is in the world. You believe in, he's alive, and you want him to live. You daven. And the aces of how to make this lemaisa, how to live be'emes, how to live this Torah. To be an ish chai be'emes. That's Aleph and Beis. One of the difficulties that the Chevra have, we're talking about this in his Bardus Chaburah, one of the difficulties that the Chevra have with his Bardus is that you talk, you have an unbelievable outpouring, Eshtapchus and Nefesh, and you want to hear up with something from the Baruch Shalom too. You love Hashem, you're sharing your deepest secrets with him, and you want to hear what he has to say also. It's normal. It's to be expected. It's a conversation. It's a dialogue. You want to hear back from him. And this is one of the great difficulties that many people have, especially when they're beginning to travel, to go on that journey of his Baidavis. And of course the truth is that Hashem speaks to us every moment of our lives, through all the eventualities of life. As Reb Sodok HaKohen Shlusha and all the tzaddikim explain, the whole union of a baskol is not just by big tzaddikim. It means that you and I can hear from everything that happens in life. Why did this happen to me? What am I going through? We could hear Hashem Baruch speaking. But when you change the Torah that you learn into davening, slowly but surely you begin to understand the sprach, the language of the Creator. Because the language of Hashem Baruch is Torah. And if Hashem Yisbroch wanted you to davka learn that Rashi in Yuma today, or if he wanted you to learn that Kedushas Levi this Friday night, or this Noam Elimelech, or this Lakuta Halachis, if he wanted you to learn this Gra and Mishle, this Michta Melio, whatever it is, this Pasuk in Navi, if the Baruch Shalom brought that to your world, this moment in your life, it means the Baruch Shalom is talking to you through that Torah that you're learning. But if you close it and you walk away, you'll never know. But when you change that Torah into tefillah, over time, it's an amazing, amazing thing. Over time, you begin to understand the Baruch Shalom's language. The Torah is not some academic, cold dissertation of the master of the world. The Torah is the Baruch Shalom speaking to you through the Torah that he revealed to you at that moment in your life. But if you don't daven for it, you'll never, ever necessarily feel that. You'll never know it. But when you start to daven for that Torah, you daven, achrayis, emuna, that this Torah is my Torah. The Baruch Shalom sent me this Gemara today. The Baruch Shalom sent me this Rambam right now. The Baruch Shalom sent me this beautiful Sforna, this Ramban. The Baruch Shalom sent it to me right now. And then you change it into a tefillah to be able to connect to this and to live this way, to be chai be'emes in this Torah. Then you know what happens? And when you daven that way, you begin to hear Hashem speaking to you through the Torahs that you're learning. That when you start to open up, not afterwards, when you open up the safe, you start to learn, you hear the Baruch Shalom whispering into your ear, Yankele, listen to me. I want to share this with you right now. I know what you're going through. I know what's hurting you. Look deeply into this Ramban. I'm talking to you in this Ramban. Listen to this Ramban. I'm talking to you right now. That's what it means to be Chai Be'emes. Listen to this, a few words from the Tefillah. Nun Vav. Listen. We finish in 2 minutes. Listen carefully. Hi, Rabbi Nassim. Al Rachmecha Ram Chashavtim Rachoyk Lahetiv Achviseinu. He says, Rabbi Shalom, Rabbi Nassim says, Rabbi Shalom, you have such unbelievable insights. of how to think about us, how you show us that you're thinking about us, mirachayk. Because you care about us, you love us, and you want it to be good for us. And you promised us that by our learning your holy Torah, we'll be able to find you at any times in our lives. Even now at the end of days, that we're living through the Hastara Shabisoicha Hastara. Kameshakosiv Anachasta. Once Ashira Zois, Kilosishokach Mipizaro, Akain Bosid of Nahashem Lakarilo Kavasai, Shabnosen Davind. Therefore I come to you, Hashem Lakarilo Kavasai, Mole Rachim and Mole Chaninis, Toivu Mate Lakol, Hamrachim Alabriois, Ashirachim Merchol, Kolma Secha. Help me to have the schus to learn your Torah in purity. That through learning your Torah, this Torah that I'm learning right now, to reveal you, even though you are so hidden, to reveal you. To find your elokus, your presence in my life, always. B'chol eis, b'chol zman, b'chol mokum. Nothing should be able to hide your lukus. Help me that I should be able to know that you are a Rabban Shalom. That's not a God that died years ago on some page in an old book. You are Chai Achayim. You are the life of my life. You are a Lebedik God, a living God, who's speaking to me at this moment in my life. There are stories, since Sipur Maisius, I haven't seen anything like this. And here in Eish Kodesh, I've shared some of them. Some of you have already, I know some of you have printed these up. The great tzaddik from Yerushalayim, who was a big Talmud of Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Moshe Freund, Zechut Tzaddik B'Kodesh Levrocha. So there are tefillahs that I thought they were all Rabbi Moshe's, then I found out later on, one of the Talmidim of his sent word to me that these are stories that were told by a Talmud of Rabbi Moshe, based on Rabbi Moshe's teachings, and some of them apparently are Rabbi Moshe's stories. Each one is a few sentences. And since Rabbi Nachman, we don't have such stories, it seems to me. There were stories that happened with tzaddikim, but that a tzaddik told stories, and he was malbish the deepest secrets of the world in interesting little fictitious stories. We have here in the 68 Maisias from Rabbi Moshe Freund's Talmud, Rabbi Moshe's B'Semedrash. So listen to the words. And with this, I'll finish. I'm going to a chasna, so I'm going to leave. I hope I'll be able to get a tape from the rest of the chaverim. Listen to this. It's called Ma'aseh Be'echad Shenekra Tzipor Na'afshay. It's a ma'aseh of a Jew who lost that which was dearest to him in life. Who hasn't felt that? Vayohar lo chametzar. And this Yid who lost that which was dearest to him in his life was dragging around, was walking around miserable. And he said, you know what? I want to end my life. Because my death is better than being alive. I want to die. But then he was worried. He was scared. What's going to be with me if I die? I don't know what's going to be with me in the next world. So he figured for the meantime, I'll delay that. I'm not going to kill myself. So then he said to himself, since all this misery that has befallen me, that which is most dear to me is gone. Where did that come from? It came from Shemayim. Hashem did that to me. He's the one that did this to me. I'm going to take rocks. I'm going to throw them at Hashem. I'm angry. I'm going to throw rocks at Hashem. V'zorak avonim b'shamayim. And he threw avonim. Of course, it's a marshal. He was angry. There are many things the Jews do when they're angry at Hashem, or that they don't do. V'zorek avona b'shamayim, v'rosh eniyeh yitoy choysha godli yoyseh. But it became even darker in his life, because how could you do that? You can't live without the Ribono Shel'Olam. It became even worse. V'ozav derech zu. So he couldn't commit, he couldn't kill himself. There was no tachlis in throwing stones at God. But I lost that which was dearest to me. So how am I going to be mechaya myself? How am I going to revive myself and bring myself back to life? Everything is from you. And that what I'm going through right now is also from you. And certainly everything is for my best. I believe everything is my best, but how do I go on living like this? How should I be mechaya myself? Show me a sign that I should be able to go on living. And this was the answer that he received. Hashem spoke to him. That which you think that you lost what was dearest to you in your life, which was most precious to you in your life, that which was dearest to you and most precious has returned to you, has come back to you. You have it again. And that wound and pain that you feel, ta'asim is at tefillin. Make your pain into davening. Change your life and all that you're going through and make into a tefillah, into tefillahs. For halach v'espalel harbe, he went and he davened. V'nie etzloi hamar mimorves mosik midvash. And that which was more bitter than death became sweeter than honey. That doesn't mean that the Baruch Hashem gave him back what was taken from him. So what was most precious and what is most precious to every single one of us here, the tzipor hanefesh of a Jew. Is the Ribono Shel'Olam is the master of the world. That's what's dearest to us. And the moment that he understood that through davening, and by changing his pain, his challenges, his difficulties, his tiredness, the tire of his life, into Likutei Tefillos, then Chazer Tzipor HaNefesh, then that which is most important to him in life returned. Because when you have that relationship with Hashem Yisbarach, and Hashem is alive inside of your mind, inside of your heart, then there's nothing that's sweeter than that. Mosik Midvash. So I want to give a bracha, kodem kol, to Yedid Nafshi, to Reb Chaim, that all of the amazing projects that Reb Chaim has started, he's mezoicha, gamarti ve'egmar, to finish, and this project of the new edition, Bez Hashem, of Likutei Tefillos translated and so on, it should be finished, Mit Hashem, in good health, and to continue on with, together with Reb Tzvi and the whole family and all of the chevra, to continue to bring the light of Ish Chai Be'emes to our lives, L'hach Yosis Atzmeinu, so that we greet on that day that we're going to be able to come and to greet David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, that we're going to greet him as Jews who are alive with that Emun, who are alive with the Tefillos of Lebedik Yidden, to greet Lebedik Mashiach, sent by the Lebedik of God, we should be zeichet to see it. May he be made of me. Amen.